Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with me here on this Monday. We're starting a whole new series this week called Waiting for God. Now, this series, I have to tell you, makes me a little bit nervous because I am the king of impatience. I believe when people put one raisin at a time on their salad at a salad bar, I want to throttle them. I am the kind of driver who wants to have a machine gun mounted on the front of his car. I am Mr. Impatience. And the idea of waiting for anything makes me nervous. But I do recognize that in the Bible, waiting for God is an absolutely vital theme, and nobody teaches it like Derek Prince. I believe that we're going to learn some important truths here. You know, I've shared before that I'm recently married, and one of the things I delight in is sitting and listening to my wife as she talks and shares her heart, and I get to know her better. Well, that's because we have a two-way relationship. Well, if our relationship with God is not just us giving our prayer list, but a real relationship with thoughts and ideas and passions communicated both ways, then obviously waiting for God has to be part of the whole. I'm excited about this series. I want to learn, I want to be challenged, and I want you to join us. Now, if you're going to miss any of this, log on to derekprince.org. You'll find this whole teaching and a lot of others as well. So please call your friends, get something to write and take notes with, plan to be with us all week. Let's dive in now as we hear Derek Prince teach us about waiting for God.
This week I'm going to be speaking about a form of spiritual discipline which is mentioned many times in the Bible, but is very little understood or practiced by contemporary Christians, least of all probably in the United States. The form of discipline that I have in mind is waiting for God, or waiting on God. The older versions usually say waiting on God. The newer versions say waiting for God, but essentially it's the same thing. It's a form of waiting that is specifically related to God. There are many passages in the Bible that speak about waiting for God. We'll glance at just a few to begin with. First of all, in Psalm 25, verses 1 through 5, "To thee, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in thee I trust. Do not let me be ashamed. Do not let my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none of those who wait for thee will be ashamed. Those who deal treacherously without cause will be ashamed. Make me know thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. For thee I wait all the day." Notice waiting for God is mentioned twice in those verses. Verse 3, David says, "Let none of those who wait for thee be ashamed." And then at the end he says, "For thee I wait all the day." And just before that he says, "Thou art the God of my salvation." I think there's a connection. If God is the God of our salvation, then one of the ways we relate to him as such is by waiting for him, if necessary, all the day. And it's connected with that prayer, "Make me know thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths." I believe one of the ways in which we come to know God's ways and God's paths is by waiting for him. If we're not prepared to wait for him, there will be some things we'll never learn. Then we look again in Psalm 27, verses 11 through 14. "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a level path because of my foes. Do not deliver me over to the desire of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. We see there in the closing verse, David twice says, wait for the Lord. Yes, wait for the Lord. Again, we see that it's connected with his prayer a little earlier. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a level path. It's also connected with his prayer for deliverance from his enemies. So I believe that waiting for God is the key to learning his way, and also it's one of the steps that are sometimes necessary in seeking deliverance from our enemies and from opposition. And then there's another beautiful passage in Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4, which the prophet addresses to the Lord. He says there are certain things that distinguishes the true God. And one of the things he says is, since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God beside you who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. So there is one of the distinctive marks of the one true God, that he acts on behalf of those who wait for him. One of the ways in which we need to relate to this wonderful God, the God of the whole universe, one of the ways in which we will come to the place where he will act on our behalf is by waiting for him. What is the essence of waiting for God? What is really involved in it? Why is it so important? Why is there so much emphasis on it in the scriptures? I would like to suggest to you that there's a passage in Psalm 62 which probably contains the essence of this wonderful secret of waiting for God. Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2, and then verses 5 and 6. In verses 1 and 2, the psalmist says, my soul waits in silence for God only. From him is my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be greatly shaken. And then in verses 5 and 6, he returns to similar language, but there are some significant differences. My soul, wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be shaken. One important thing to see in those verses is that the word only occurs four times. Every time that the psalmist speaks about waiting for God, he adds, wait for God only. And he also speaks about waiting in silence for God, or being silent toward God. In other words, it's focusing our total attention upon God. It's looking to him and continuing to look to him, not taking hasty or unwise action, not yielding to our carnal pressures, but focusing our attention upon God, waiting in silence for him.
One of the signs of great teaching is that it illuminates passages of Scripture that we've read, but that have not stuck with us or that we've not seen in a certain light. And when Derek read that God is a God who acts on behalf of those who wait for him, I've read that many times, like I'm sure you have, but now I'm excited about the fact that as I wait for God, he acts in my behalf. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
In the newly released book, Entering the Presence of God, Derek Prince reveals how genuine worship can bring you into a close, intimate encounter with God. Through its pages, you'll discover why God desires you to be in his presence and better understand the tangible blessings that flow from it. Now Derek's newest book, Entering the Presence of God, is available for only $12.95. To order, simply call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada,
call 1-888-737-0771. Derek Prince was uniquely equipped to bring you truths and insights to help you properly and effectively enter God's holy presence, to explore deeper dimensions in worship, and to find intimacy, strength, and peace. Take a moment to order a copy of Entering the Presence of God for you or someone you care about. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for joining us on this Monday. We've just begun a series called Waiting for God by Derek Prince, and we're being challenged already that our God is a God who acts on behalf of those who wait for Him. Now, we're going to dive into this teaching again, and later today, we're going to be sharing some time here in the studio with Dick Leggett and Dave Holland, and you're not going to want to miss that. Let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us about waiting for God.
What is the essence of waiting for God? What is really involved in it? Why is it so important? Why is there so much emphasis on it in the Scriptures? I would like to suggest to you that there's a passage in Psalm 62 which probably contains the essence of this wonderful secret of waiting for God. Psalm 62 verses 1 and 2, and then verses 5 and 6. In verses 1 and 2, the psalmist says, "My soul waits in silence for God only. From Him is my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be greatly shaken." And then in verses 5 and 6, he returns to similar language, but there are some significant differences. "My soul, wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be shaken." One important thing to see in those verses is that the word "only" occurs four times. Every time that the psalmist speaks about waiting for God, he adds, "Wait for God only." And he also speaks about waiting in silence for God, or being silent toward God. In other words, it's focusing our total attention upon God. It's looking to Him and continuing to look to Him. Not taking hasty or unwise action, not yielding to our carnal pressures, but focusing our attention upon God, waiting in silence for Him. What is it then that's so important about waiting for God? What are the results that it will produce in us? I would like to suggest that in waiting for God, we acknowledge God in a very special way. We give Him His rightful place in our lives. It builds a relationship with Him that cannot be built in any other way. In particular, there are three ways that we acknowledge God by waiting for Him. First of all, we acknowledge God as our source. That's why the psalmist said, "Wait for God only." He was saying to his own soul, what you need can only come from God. There's no other source for what you need. So it's in vain to turn in any other direction. You have to keep your heart and your mind focused on God by waiting for Him. Secondly, we acknowledge God's sovereignty, and that is so important. The initiative is with God. The timing is with God. We can't tell God when to do it. We have to wait until God in His infinite wisdom knows this is the time that it needs to be done. So we're acknowledging God's sovereignty in our lives. Thirdly, we're acknowledging our dependence upon God. And that's something that's painful for all of us. Because as a result of man's fall, there is ingrained in every human being a deep desire to be independent, even to be independent of God. Waiting for God deals with this desire for independence. It continually reminds us we are dependent upon God. The initiative comes from God. The only source is God. And so it humbles and subdues that carnal impulse in us, which is continually striving to be independent of God. And then in that passage that I read from Psalm 62, we need to notice the transition. David says in verse 1, "My soul waits in silence for God only." In verse 2, he says, "I shall not be greatly shaken." Then in verse 5, he says, "My soul wait in silence for God only." And in verse 6, he says, "I shall not be shaken." Notice there's an important difference. First, I shall not be greatly shaken. Then I shall not be shaken at all. In other words, waiting for God develops stability. And finally, we always need to remind ourselves that waiting for God is mutual. It is not only we who are waiting for God, but it is also God who is waiting for us. Here's a beautiful scripture to that effect in Isaiah 30, verse 18. "Therefore the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high to have compassion on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are all those who wait for him." We tend to look only at our own situation, say, "God, I'm waiting for you." But we need to be inspired by that scripture to know that it's two-way. Not only are we waiting for God, but God on high is waiting for us. And he's waiting to have compassion. He's waiting to be gracious. So even though at times our patience may be tested, let's bear in mind it's mutual. It's two-way. We wait for God, but God also waits for us. And the reason he waits is to be gracious, to have compassion on us.
Don't you get the sense from the Psalms of David that he had an intimate relationship with God where he longed to hear from the one his soul loved, where he longed to hear the voice and to wait and to be in the presence of his God? What does he say in Psalm 62? "My soul waits in silence for God only." Oh God, make us this kind of Christian. Coming up a little bit later, Dick Leggett and Dave Holland with me as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
In the newly released book, Entering the Presence of God, Derek Prince reveals how genuine worship can bring you into a close, intimate encounter with God. Through its pages, you'll discover why God desires you to be in His presence and better understand the tangible blessings that flow from it. Now Derek's newest book, Entering the Presence of God, is available for only $12.95. To order, simply call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 1-888-737-0771. Derek Prince was uniquely equipped to bring you truths and insights to help you properly and effectively enter God's holy presence, to explore deeper dimensions in worship, and to find intimacy, strength, and peace. Take a moment to order a copy of Entering the Presence of God for you or someone you care about. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for being with us here on this Monday when we're starting a whole new series called Waiting for God. And because we're starting this new series and because we have such wonderful things planned for this week, I've got two gentlemen here with me in the studio. First of all, Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, is here. And Dick, it's always great to have you here.
Hi, Stephen. Good to be with you again.
And also David Holland, whom I call the smartest man I know, one of the producers, always brings great material to us. Dave, thanks for having you with us.
Hi, Stephen. Thanks.
And we're here to talk today a little bit about a new, not only this topic of waiting for God, but also a new book connected to that theme. Dick, why don't you tell us a little bit about this new publication?
The book is called Entering the Presence of God, and the whole focus of it is worship. It's coming into God's presence, waiting for God only. I mean, making the priority of our lives to seek God and to find Him and to hear from Him. So it's a great book, and it's based upon some teaching that Derek did that had to do with the way into the holiest, you know, coming into the holiest place of all, which is the presence of God.
You know, this is a theme, Dave, that I don't find as emphasized today as it used to be, but the older generation of teachers really built out of the symbolism of the tabernacle. I know some of the older teachers that I really related to, like Judson Cornwall and others, they really taught that tabernacle typology, and it was a real aid to me in understanding how to approach God, and it seems that Derek's bringing this back to us.
Well, that's exactly right, and it is very helpful mental imagery to use. And of course, no one entered, no high priest entered the Holy of Holies cavalierly, without a sense of understanding that you were entering the real, tangible, manifest presence of a living, powerful God. And if we enter God's presence with that understanding, it really, really changes our posture.
Well, and of course, one of the things that we need to understand is that all of this Old Testament symbolism, all of these Old Testament institutions, really not just anticipate the ministry of Jesus, but frequently are descriptive of what's going on in heaven. For example, there is a heavenly tabernacle. There is a heavenly altar, a heavenly holy of holies. And we're told in the book of Hebrews that we're actually doing our ministry, so to speak, behind Jesus, our high priest, as he's ministering in the real heavenly tabernacle. So these are not just Old Testament symbols that are passed away. These are real living dynamics of our spiritual lives today.
You know, I think the thing that is so helpful is the focus on, as you said, David, you don't come into the presence of God in a cavalier fashion. You come in with a real sense of awe and a sense of his holiness, a sense of what's called the fear of the Lord. But at the same time, it's amazing because when you realize it, we have access to the Lord. You know, Hebrews says that we can come boldly, you know, before the throne of grace. So it's this juxtaposition of the proper fear, the proper awe, with that sense of we have access to the God of the universe. It's quite an amazing kind of a balance that we have to keep.
And that really ties directly back into what Derek was talking about today, particularly when he was mentioning waiting on God, ties into the Psalms that says, I wait, my heart waits upon God only.
Right.
It's to the exclusion of, you know, I think sometimes we wait on God as an insurance policy unless, in case all of our other plans and preparations and hopes fall through, he's our last resort fallback. But waiting on God is about losing all of the other insurance policies, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, you don't say, well, I'll wait on the Lord for 5 minutes. If he doesn't show up, then I'll go ahead with plan A, which is my plan. It really is a matter of waiting on him. You know, the psalmist talks about waiting in silence, earnestly, you know, longing for, you know, his presence like the deer pants for water, earnestly, you know, that kind of desperation of, I've got to hear from God.
Dave, tell our friends how they can get this book.
Yeah, I think this featured resource is very much a key to the very kind of thing that Derek is talking about today. It's called Entering the Presence of God. It's a brand new resource being made available by Derek Prince Ministries. It's a great book on the subject of worship and how to enter the presence of God and how to make the most of that time with the presence of God. And all you have to do is just call or click. If you want to click, go to derekprince.org or call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. It's available for $12.95. It's a featured resource, and your purchase also helps support Derek Prince Ministries, and it'll help you as well.
Guys, great having you with me.
Oh, thanks, Stephen. Good to be with you again.
And that's all our time for today. Listen, for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order your own copy of Derek's newly released book, Entering the Presence of God, for only $12.95, give us a call toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take a moment now to jot down that toll-free number, 800-448-3261, 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order your copy of Derek's new book, Entering the Presence of God, securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.